An epigram is a brief, interesting, memorable, and sometimes surprising or satirical statement. The word is derived from the Greek epigramma, epigramma, inscription, from epigraphion, epigraphion, to write on, to inscribe, one, and the literary device has been employed for over 2 millennia. The presence of wit or sarcasm tends to distinguish non-poetic epigrams from aphorisms and adages, which tend to lack those qualities. Ancient Greek. The Greek tradition of epigrams began as poems inscribed on votive offerings at sanctuaries, including statues of athletes, and on funerary monuments, for example, "Go tell it to the Spartans, passers-by." These original epigrams did the same job as a short prose text might have done, but in verse. Epigram became a literary genre in the Hellenistic period, probably developing out of scholarly collections of inscriptional epigrams. Though modern epigrams are usually thought of as very short, Greek literary epigram was not always as short as later examples, and the divide between epigram and elegy is sometimes indistinct. They share a characteristic meter, elegiac couplets. In the classical period, the clear distinction between them was that epigrams were inscribed and meant to be read, while elegies were recited and meant to be heard. Some elegies could be quite short, but only public epigrams were longer than 10 lines. All the same, the origin of epigram in inscription exerted a residual pressure to keep things concise, even when they were recited in Hellenistic times. Many of the characteristic types of literary epigram look back to inscriptional contexts, particularly funerary epigram, which in the Hellenistic era becomes a literary exercise. Many symportic epigrams combine symportic and funerary elements. They tell their readers, or listeners, to drink and live for today because life is short. Generally, any theme found in classical elegies could be and were adapted for later literary epigrams. Hellenistic epigrams are also thought of as having a point, that is, the poem ends in a punchline or satirical twist. By no means do all Greek epigrams behave this way, many are simply descriptive, but Meleager of Gadara and Philippus of Thessalonica, the first comprehensive anthologists, preferred the short and witty epigram. Since their collections helped form knowledge of the genre in Rome and then later throughout Europe, epigram came to be associated with point, especially because the European epigram tradition takes the Latin poet Martial as its principal model. He copied and adapted Greek models, particularly the contemporary poets Lucilius and Nicarchus, selectively and in the process redefined the genre, aligning it with the indigenous Roman tradition of satira, hexameter satire, as practiced by, among others, his contemporary Juvenal. Greek epigram was actually much more diverse, as the Milan Papyrus now indicates. A major source for Greek literary epigram is the Greek Anthology, a compilation from the 10th century AD based on older collections, including those of Meleager and Philippus. It contains epigrams ranging from the Hellenistic period through the imperial period and late antiquity into the compiler's own Byzantine era, 1,000 years of short elegiac texts on every topic under the sun. The anthology includes one book of Christian epigrams as well as one book of erotic and amorous homosexual epigrams called the Musa Pedike, the Boyish Muse. Don't abuse your ruse. Metaphysical TVRZ Theatre Podcast on Anchor FM, a podcasting host application available free.